The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Frankie Five Boroughs in the house, Albert in the house, Debbie's in the house, and Commissioner Bernard Kerik in the house, former commissioner of the NYPD and the New York City Department of Corrections, and someone who was part of the Eddie Gallagher defense team. Commissioner, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, Bernie. How you making this whole mess? Bernie, how you making through all this, man? You're like I am. You getting claustrophobic or all is well, huh?
Nah, listen, it is what it is. You got to deal with it, but we'll get through this, and I think it's winding down. At least for most of the world, it's winding down. If you're in New York City or you're in New Jersey, they want to keep us locked down until December. So, I'll see what happens.
Oh, man. Hey, Commissioner, how significant was this decision by the DOJ to drop the charges against General Flynn? And rumor has it that you spoke with the general yesterday, Commissioner.
Rumor has it. Who's spreading rumors?
Frankie Five Boroughs.
Yeah, of course. I did speak to the general a couple of times yesterday. He's in good spirits. Listen. He's been through torture, for 3 years. They put him through this, and we all knew. Everybody talked about it. How many times have we said, this was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. It's not what it's supposed to be. And then in the last 6 weeks, when we finally get all the information that they've concealed, that they suppressed, that they hid, that they lied about. It comes out, and it comes out to be what we thought in the first place. There was no crime. It was a setup. It was a frame. And it was run by the senior members of the FBI and the Justice Department. And I want to make clear, Joe, there are FBI agents that go to work every day and they put their lives on the line for this country.
Yes, sir.
And they put their lives on the line for people they don't even know. They do things that other people would never have the courage to do, just like the men and women in the NYPD. And they're great people. They're patriots. They're heroes. But the people that did this, they're horrible people. They violated the oath of office they took to basically deprive someone of their freedom and liberty, and that was General Flynn. It should have never happened, but they were political. These people were no different than these political hacks in Washington, except they carried a badge and a gun. So I have to tell you, I'm really happy that the information came out. I'm super thankful to Attorney General Barr for having the courage to basically dig down deep within the FBI and look for the files, look through the files, and come up with the stuff that they've been hiding and suppressing for the last 3 years.
Commissioner Kerik, so you talked to General Flynn. I met him, Bernie. I met him, I think it was at the Cleveland Convention. Great guy, General Flynn. Regular guy, great guy. Said 35 years as a serving the United States military. He sounded okay. He doesn't seem to be, from what I, and I only met him for a little while, but he doesn't seem to be like, hey, I got them. He was just, grateful this is all going away. But I got to ask you this, what you went through. Do you get your legal fees back? Do they have to get reparations for that, maybe, Bernie?
Well, it's not the way it works, but I will tell you, he's got a hell of a lawsuit. And if I was him, you know, I'd take down every single one of them. You know, it'll happen. It'll happen. He's going to get his time, his time back. But it's just what they've done to him is beyond comprehension. I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this, Joe. When you go through one of these things, you're basically fighting for your life, right? You know, a conviction, a felony conviction in the federal system is a sort of a death sentence. Whether you go to jail, you don't go to jail. They destroy your life personally, financially, you know, professionally. And that's what they did to him. And it was done for political reasons. There was nothing there. And although we fought it, everybody knew it, so to speak. It wasn't until all this evidence came out that it was just a pure setup. And for the Justice Department to have to go to the judge and say, this shouldn't have happened. It's telling. Because this is really, Joe, it's unprecedented. It's never happened like this before at this level. So,
do you think President Obama, do you think they'll get to President Obama on this? Because apparently, from what we're seeing this morning, with a lot of these documents now being declassified, President Obama knew all about this from day one, no?
Yeah. Listen, Joe, I tweeted about this last night. I actually highlighted one of the memos, one of the reports that has Obama, Susan Rice, the whole group, Brennan, all of them, sitting in the Oval Office when the president brought it up. And let me tell you this. So here's how I explained it to somebody last night, Joe. Imagine I was the police commissioner in New York City, and there's a new mayor coming in town, right? A new mayor gets elected. And I work for Giuliani, and the next mayor is Bloomberg. If I was investigating Bloomberg or Bloomberg's new police commissioner, you mean to tell me I'm not telling Giuliani? That's insanity.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Obama didn't know. Don't tell me he wasn't pulling the strings. Anybody that believes that, they're either naive or stupid or just outright lying. Because at the end of the day, he knew, and I can promise you, he was directing. None of these people did this on their own.
This is scary. And talking with Commissioner Bernard Kerik, and looking at a tweet, Bernie, that you tweeted the other day, you said to the president in this tweet, there are thousands of people, Mr. President, sitting in federal prison as a result of overzealous, selective, and political prosecutions. It's time to stop weaponizing the American criminal justice system and breaking the law to enforce it. Well said, Bernie. And this is what my whole mantra has been, watching what you went through firsthand, knowing you personally as a friend, full transparency here, that if it happened to you, if it happened what they went after President Trump for, if it happened to General Flynn, it could happen to anybody, Bernie. How did we get here, man?
You had rogue agents within the senior members of the FBI and Justice Department. You had rogue political agents at the highest levels in government. Oof. This stuff is out of some kind of a damn movie. I mean, you know, it's a movie. It's really a movie where they tried to overthrow the president, a duly elected president of the United States, before he actually took over. You know, I'm telling you, it's something that nobody ever imagined.
Yeah,
nobody
imagined. You know, what Frankie was talking about, Frankie Fibroza, does this show that the president has finally gotten control of his own Justice Department, Bernie?
Well, I think Attorney General Barr is in command.
Yeah.
Look, I've known him too, Joe. You know, he was there before. I think a lot of people may not know that. You know, I think he was there. Frankie could check, but I think it was back in '92. I think he was there. He was a good guy then. He's a good guy now.
Yeah.
This guy is
yeah.
all about the law. You know, that's what it's all about for him. And I think he watched and observed what was going on and basically said, you know, enough is enough. And now that he's found all this stuff, you know, there's a bunch of questions. You know, what else could these people do? Who else could they target? Roger, all the investigations of these political people that were close to the president, Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, what are you going to do with those investigations now since you knew all these people were dirty?
What
are you going to do with them?
Thank you. You know, as we're saying, I don't know. And now we're seeing the transcripts released by Adam Schiff. Is Adam Schiff going to jail? That guy should be in jail, man. The House Intelligence Committee. Should,
you know,
go ahead, please.
Adam Schiff should be charged with treason. He should be charged with treason. So you have all that stuff that they have to look at now. And the last thing I'll focus on, Joe, for 1 second, is Chris Wray, the director of the FBI.
Yeah.
I want to know what that guy's been doing for the last 2 years since he came in office. I want to know what he's been doing because you can't tell me that, you know, he knew what they were looking for, you know, and when you look at his history, you know, Chris Wray, the FBI director today, he was best friends with Andrew Weissman. He was Andrew Weissman's boss. Him and Sally Yates go back to the Atlanta days. You know, it's like an incestuous cabal that's mind-boggling. So if I'm the president and I'm the attorney general right now, Chris Wray's got a lot of answering to do because he should have known this. He should have had this stuff 18 months ago.
Yeah. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, Bernie, always so great to have you with us, man. And it's all come to fruition, and we will get there, my friend. And we always appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show. I know how busy you are these days, Commissioner. So God bless, Godspeed, Bernie, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Bernard Kerik. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's a quarter after 8 o'clock. Carol Alt's going to join us. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell us what we could binge watch while we're quarantined. Mike Gallagher as well. Professor Dershowitz on the program. And right now, Debbie Duhaime checking traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our essential workers out here on the roads as well. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, slowing down by Clove Road. That's construction going on. It's about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Also, we're still seeing that volume on the BQE. The BQE eastbound, pretty busy. Atlantic Ave getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on Bruckner Boulevard over in the South Bronx. Bruckner Boulevard getting down toward that merge with Hunts Point Avenue. It looks like an accident over here to deal with as well. Now watch out for some stop and go traffic on the Deegan in both directions at the Cross Bronx with that ongoing road work. It's a little bit busy on 95 northbound getting up toward exit 16 into Norwalk. They're doing a construction project over there as well, so prepare for a slight delay. If you're heading to the outbound Lincoln, looks like some earlier construction just cleared out of the way. Remember the MTA essential subway plan that remains in place. Cashless tolling at the George, Lincoln, and the Holland. Gothel's Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and the Bayonne Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, looks like we're going to see some showers today, high of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, a high going up only into the 40s. And for Mother's Day on Sunday, partly cloudy, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager warns of over-isolation.
If there is a second wave, which seems to be the consensus of most people involved in these things, everything that is being done now will make more people susceptible to dying in a second wave. By keeping people inside for months and no contact with others, the immune system is weakening in people.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You got to put together your estate plan. You know you do. And by the way, if you're worried, if you have someone in a nursing home or, you know, you're trying to live comfortably in retirement, you don't know what it's going to cost, what you're eligible for. I'll tell you, you want a power of attorney, healthcare proxy. Oy, just listening, all of that. Listen, that's the way I was. I would actually make that noise. I'd go, oy. Like, until my son Joey, my big boy, goes, Dad, just talk to Mike Connors, please, will you? So I went out to dinner with Mike and Beth, beautiful couple, you know, and we chatted. And Mike said, come to the office, we'll take care of everything. So I went to Brooklyn, and boom, I took everything, even with the Mama Luke clause I always tell you about, right? Mike knows all about this, about estate plan. You have to plan this out to protect how hard you work so hard your whole life. You want to protect that financial legacy. You could do it with Mike Connors, and now you could stay home. You don't have to go out. Because Mike is offering you a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your own home. How about that? 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. So now is the time to do it. I'm telling you, I got so much done during this time, this quarantine time. I'm telling you, you want to approach this now while you have the time to chat with Mike. And now Mike is going to give you this free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself, the expert on everything estate related, healthcare proxy, everything, nursing homes. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500, or you can also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic. When we called Jeffrey, like last week, we missed you, Jeffrey, because we're talking about films. Films just aren't being released. Have you ever seen anything like this, Jeffrey Lyons? It's very strange, yes?
Of course not. A lot of them are going to Netflix, and it'll be interesting if there even is an Oscar ceremony this coming year. There may be, because they're now eligible if they're on Netflix. But the Tony Awards may be canceled because nobody's going to Broadway shows, and a lot of them haven't opened yet and may not.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. By the way, today is May 8th. The birthday of the greatest president of my lifetime, Harry S. Truman. And you know what the S stood for?
Wait, don't tell me. Oh, I know it. You know, I was just thinking about him yesterday. Frankie
nothing.
Just told me. Is that right? There was nothing there.
And my dad knew him,
funny.
And I met him a couple of times. And when he was, after he was president, he would come, as you may know, he would come to New York and take his morning constitutional, as he called his walk. And he'd be surrounded by reporters, including my friend and former colleague, the late Gabe Pressman.
Yeah.
And somebody
yes.
once offered him a pair of the hottest tickets in town to the show called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And he was walking with Bess Truman, and he said, no, thank you, sir. So turned to his wife and said, some gentlemen prefer gray.
Yeah, that's a great line, man.
When he was campaigning in 1948 against Dewey, he did a whistle-stop tour of the West, and he would stand in the back of the train and get off the train and meet the people. And a cowboy came up on a Palomino, and he said to the president, "Guess my horse's age." President got down, went over to the horse, examined the horse's teeth, and said, 7 years. And the cowboy flabbergasted said, "And 2 months. How did you know that?" He was a no-nonsense president, which I liked.
But can you believe the fact that he fired Douglas MacArthur? I still can't get over that.
The right move to do.
You think so, Jeffrey?
Absolutely. Yeah. MacArthur did a lot of great things in World War II, but he became megalomaniacal, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
He wanted to cross the Yalu River and go into I think, in North Korea. And the president had said no, and so he fired him. And, back in firing generals is no... is back in the news every 2 weeks nowadays, it seems, firing people. But I do remember one of my earliest memories is MacArthur's ticker tape parade up Broadway. And people were throwing down confetti and stuff like that. But I was standing next to a man who was throwing down something else. It was George Abbott, the greatest Broadway producer of them all. He was throwing down flyers for his new show.
That is great. Jeffrey. You saw Douglas MacArthur coming down Broadway? You were there?
I was about 6 years old, something like that. Yeah. I remember that part. Absolutely. One of my earliest memories.
Was he as commanding in person? Did he have a suit and tie? Did he wear the
I don't
I know he
that. I just
he played that role, didn't he? I see Gregory Peck when I think of Douglas MacArthur. You know, and I see George C. Scott when I see Patton. I don't know if the actors were bigger. Yeah, go ahead, please.
George C. Scott was the third choice for Patton. Did you know that?
Yeah. Who did you say?
Arnold
was
Arnold Stang. No, I'm kidding. The two people who turned it down were Rod Steiger and Ernest Borgnine.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Gregory Peck turned down some great roles, too. They offered him a Western that takes place, about the middle of the day, about noon.
Yeah.
And he turned down High Noon.
Wow.
He said, "I just done a Western, The Gunfighter." So it was everlasting.
Wow.
I got the Oscar for Gary Cooper.
Wow. You know what?
Anyway,
please. Go ahead.
There are some things people can watch. There's a show on PBS Sunday nights called Baptiste. And it's in its fourth week already, but it stars Checky Caro, who's a veteran French actor. It's in English, though, and he's in Amsterdam. And it started out with he's a retired detective, and it started out with his search for a missing woman. But it's got all involved now with the Romanian mob and missing money, and it's fascinating. It really is a little bit heavy.
Checky Caro, not Checky Green. Not Checky Green. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Checky with a C.
I know.
Green. You know, what are you going to go? You're going to go Jackie Vernon jokes now? These are people that only you and I know, right? London Lee, who used to laugh at his own jokes.
Oh, my God, London Lee. God,
right?
You're good.
Right? Yeah.
Every time I do an esoteric reference, you get me by 10. You can get me by 10 for crying out loud.
Wayne and Schuster and Sam Levinson.
Wasn't George Carlin part of a comedy team before he went out?
He was. He was. But boy, do we need George Carlin today. George Carlin you can identify with this. He overslept one morning. He was a morning DJ somewhere, and his job was to turn on the station. And when he got there, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning instead of 6 o'clock. So what he did was he flipped the switch and said, "Cloudy and high in the 40s.
And like,
up cut it, station manager thought it was the technical problem.
That's great.
A couple of other things to watch on PBS. World on Fire is a wonderful movie about, it's in its fourth week now, but you can watch it from the beginning, I believe, on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's about one of the stories is an American journalist played by Oscar winner Helen Hunt, doing broadcasts from Poland after the Germans invaded, because we weren't in the war until 41. So in 39 and 40, Americans were not in danger. And then there's a movie called, which I urge you to seek out, The Gallant Hours. That's with Jimmy Cagney playing Bull Halsey. And he's flying out to his new command. And his aide-de-camp is played by Dennis Weaver, who took time off from Gunsmoke to do this movie. It's a terrific film. And Jimmy Cagney was perfect for the role. And then on Netflix, there's a series called Hollywood. It's great. You can start from the beginning. It's about an aspiring actor who uses all things at his command to try to land a role, and another handsome actor named Roy Fitzgerald, whose name was changed by his snake-like agent to Rock Hudson. And it's a bit of a sleazy look at Hollywood back in the 50s, but it's fascinating. It is so absorbing. So there's a lot to watch on Netflix as we sit through this pandemic.
Good stuff. Jeffrey Lyons, always appreciate it. Great chatting with you always, my friend. Stay safe, and we'll be out soon enough, Jeffrey, and talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you soon.
There's the man, Jeffrey Lyons, right there with Joe Piscopo on AM 970. The Answer. It's 8:30. Carol Alt, supermodel, will join my buddy Carol Alt. Is going to give some great advice how to stay healthy. You know Carol. 8:30 right now. We're going to go to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 8:30. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York University's class of 2020 will celebrate their graduation with an online block party the day before they virtually graduate. Students at the $54,000 a year university will take part in a virtual reality party on May 19th that will include carnival games in Washington Square Park, a maze through the BOPS lobby, and a chance to teleport to the top of the Empire State Building. Just a year ago, students in the class of 2019 got to walk in graduation ceremonies at Yankee Stadium. Governor Murphy addressing issues the state has had in terms of getting unemployment claims paid. He says the Department of Labor handling a massive number of claims all coming at the same time, unlike anything officials have seen previously. Murphy notes that last week the department was able to process an additional 72,000 federal pandemic assistance claims, which he says made a significant dent in the state's backlog. The governor also points out the state's website has a comprehensive section dealing with unemployment issues as well as information about jobs that are currently available. Over 300,000 people still have not been able to get unemployment aid from New Jersey. In sports, Giants will open the 2020 regular season under the lights. Big Blue hosts the Steelers in week 1 on Monday Night Football. They'll also play primetime games in week 7 in Philadelphia. And week 8, hosting Tampa Bay, they'll finish at home against Dallas. The Jets kick off the season on the road at Buffalo. Home opener is in week 2 against the 49ers. Gangrene will host primetime games in week 4 against the Broncos and week 9 against the Patriots. Jets will finish the season January 3rd at New England. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's keep in mind you have an accident here on Bruckner Boulevard in the Bronx. It's Bruckner Boulevard getting right down toward Hunts Point Avenue. It's an accident being cleared over there. We're going to keep an eye on that. Deegan is still busy in both directions in the Bronx, right through the Cross Bronx with that long-term construction project. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Clove Road, they're doing some ongoing road work over there as well. That should be out there till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, the MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. Heading out to the Garden State Parkway, we're getting reports of a problem now on the Garden State Parkway North at 145. Right through that construction zone, some police department activity to watch out for this morning. And also, if you're going to be taking a ride to 71 in Belmar, this is right in the area known as 8th Avenue. It's some ongoing construction there. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-8-MORONO, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
What's on everyone's mind right now? Their health. There are countless people suffering from autoimmune diseases that are not COVID-19 related. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and Dr. David Younger, author of the best-selling book, The Autoimmune Brain, A Five-Step Plan, is here to help. He'll address medical issues that affect millions of individuals with guests you can't hear anywhere else. Be sure to tune in for Talking Medical with Dr. David Younger, Saturday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Kyra all coming up. It's 8:35. You know what? Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet. But when things open back up, what could be better than fresh, salty air aboard a beautiful yacht? Take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, gorgeous upper deck, plenty of room to social distance. I'm just saying, the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified. It's a family-owned and operated mega yacht. Captain Fred is the man. It's the perfect venue for corporate events or even weddings, anniversaries, parties, reunions. You know what? Book it now. Get ahead of it. Book it now for 4th of July or for Labor Day. I'm telling you, New York cruises. That's who you got to call for. You can get a private viewing of the Atlantis, by the way. 212-633-1231. It's 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. It's a special offer. Given the times, consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit, please, newyorkcruises.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It is 8:36. Always great to talk and catch up with Carol Alt, supermodel, actress, health advocate. Carol, welcome back to the show. You are so up following you on Twitter. We're texting back and forth, and you're making me laugh. How are you holding up through all of this, Carol Alt? Huh?
I'm making the great Joe Piscopo laugh. I am honored.
You're texting, you're doing your videos, you're coming up with everything. But you're not really staying in your home the whole time, are you? You get
pretty
out occasionally.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
I mean, I went out the other day just for a walk around town just to see what was open. My girlfriend came in from the Hamptons, so yeah. We walked around town. So I posted that video of, oh, my gosh, Soho completely shut down, like nobody on the street.
Isn't
but
that so?
Starbucks
yeah,
had
weird.
Opened up, so I was kind of happy.
I didn't drink
coffee, but it was a good sign.
Oh, you don't drink coffee. Look at you. Why don't you drink coffee? Because the caffeine is like, that's going to take its toll on you, Carol. Why don't you drink coffee now?
Yeah. I don't drink coffee for several reasons. I think it kicks your adrenals, and the adrenals are hormones. So, you know, as you start getting older, these, you know, glands start breaking down. So I protect my glandular system. You know me, I'm a crazy health person.
No, but I love that. Listen, you're doing something right.
Once you know this stuff, you know, you can't go back.
I know. I learned from you. And you're the one that told me about Pauly D'Arco, whatever that stuff is. That everybody's taking now. Hey, Cal, can I ask you something? Do you have somebody doing your videos for you, or are you doing those yourself?
I'm doing them myself. Don't I look like an amateur? I mean,
no,
I look like a freaking amateur.
You don't. They look great. I'm very, very professional, I got to tell you, Carol.
Really?
You know, I thought me, huh? Yeah, I thought somebody was kind of coming in there, you know?
Nope, then.
All right. So tell us about physically, psychologically, Carol. We look to you because you're healthy. You look incredible. You raw foods. Tell us, how are you surviving through all of this? And how do you get the food, the natural foods that you need to sustain that raw food diet at a time like this?
Heck, Joe, I got 15 bottles, empty wine bottles sitting outside my door.
You got what?
You didn't expect that one, did you?
Well, that's actually a natural food, I guess, right? I guess it is, right?
Well, it's raw. It is raw. Unless it's, of course, you know, kosher wine that's cooked. But other wine is raw. But no, I, you know, here's the thing. I was always kind of a recluse. I know it doesn't look like it because once I'm out there, I like explode. But, you know, technically, I'm kind of a recluse. And so for me, I don't have to explain to people why I don't, you know, I intermittent fast at night. So I don't have to explain why I don't eat dinner. I don't have to get clothes and hair and makeup and get on a red carpet and explain to people I'm not doing anything right now. You know, I can just do nothing and be just like everybody else.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. There is
a guilty sitting home with my feet up.
I know. I'm telling you.
41 years of working. I'm ready. You know, I deserve a couple months with my feet up. But,
well,
you know, Joe, I mean, on a serious note, I worry about the economy. I worry about people. But I think that the government is doing stuff to try to mitigate the circumstances. So I think we just have to all, like, give into this, go with the flow, let it be what it's going to be, and then pick up the pieces when it's all over and see where the pieces fall.
Yeah, it's great advice because, you know what, people are uptight. People are worried. People are getting anxiety. I say just take it time. Just you need the downtime. But give us advice. What do you do to work out? Because I know you're kind of a workout. You're very, very a workout enthusiast like I am. And I've been on, I'll go downstairs. I'll do some weights. I'll get on the bike. I was not getting on the bike outside. I'll go for a bike ride. What are you doing inside your palatial apartment there?
my palatial apartment.
Yeah. What are you doing to keep, you know, physically? You do the bands, right? Is that what you're doing, Carol?
No. You know, I actually work out 5 days a week. I give myself the weekend off. And in fact, you guys are interfering with my workout. I'm in my sweats ready to work out. No, what I do is, you know, I do the easy casual thing, but let's talk about what I do that people can do in their own home. You know, you can fill water bottles and use them as weights. So you could do squats and lunges, which I do every morning. You could do stretching yoga type stuff. You could do lots of sit-ups, even holding bottles of water on your chest as you're doing it. Do you know what I mean? So you could do these things. If you don't have anything in your apartment except a rug, you could get on the rug and do a lot of these, you know, on the floor type exercises. People who use excuses, well, I don't have the room, I don't have the weights, you have all these machines, you have this, that, and the other thing. I don't. I just utilize what I have. And a lot of times I'm in hotel rooms. So I have to do these things with whatever's there.
So, you know,
but I do have a bike and a sauna. So 3 times a week, I do ride the bike and the sauna. And by the way, unbeknownst to me at the beginning of all this, doing the bike in the sauna kind of kills coronavirus, they say. Keeps it in check.
Yeah, you know what? I've been trying to do all that stuff that they say, the lemon. They're saying taking lemon, hot water. And what do you put? Baking soda. Did you hear that one? Baking soda and lemon. That kills the virus. I mean, I don't know whether to believe it or not. Huh?
So lemon, even though a lot of people think lemon is acidic, It's acid outside the body, but it's alkaline inside the body. So what they're trying to say is when you alkaline the body, the same with baking soda, by the way, it alkalines in the body. What they're trying to say is that if you alkaline the body, you take stress off of your immune system, which allows your immune system to build back up. Joe, this is what I have been saying since before I wrote my first book. Yeah. All of this is because we don't respect our immune systems. We don't eat for our immune systems. We don't help our immune systems be strong. We don't do the things that are right for our immune system. And on top of all of that, we don't eat dirt. Okay? We have our kids paralyzed from the minute they come out. I mean, come on. As a kid, I climbed fences. I played in the mud. My father dumped sand to do some work in the back of the house once. I was playing in the sand. All of this is bacteria, and that bacteria helps our bodies to build immune system, build a system against bacteria. So when we're perelling all this stuff, all we're doing is coddling the immune system, which makes it frickin' weak.
Now, wait a minute. So when you shake hands, Carol, you meet a million people a day. When we go out, everybody comes over to Carol Ault. Oh, it's Carol Ault. You shake it. You don't.
Nobody. You.
Yeah. Well, listen. You don't. But you don't. You don't put the Durasana Purell on your hand. You don't hand sanitize at all.
No.
Come on.
No.
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 God almighty, I'm obsessed with it. I think I'm obsessed a little too much, actually, with it, huh?
You and my ex both. No, for me, no. No, I don't do that. You know, he also didn't like dogs. You hand him baby, he'd go, ee, what do I do with this? He'd hold it like a hockey puck. He'd be like, oh, what is this?
I know.
I asked him about my cat, and he's like walking around like he's holding a book.
Oh,
like,
please, please. Listen, you know how much I love you, girl. You know, I love Carol. This girl is spectacular. We have such a good time, and I love, listen, everything about you. The cat thing I don't get. I don't get the cat thing. It's like Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, Frank Morano. The cats. What's with the cats? How many cats do you have? 10?
It's not just cats. Okay, it's not just cats. It's things that are weaker than us. Do you know what I mean? I don't like when people don't respect things that are weaker than us. Listen, I always like the hockey players that stuck up for the smaller, weaker hockey players on the ice, okay? I think that we have to stand up for smaller, weaker things, you know? And when a big guy kicks a dog, it just makes me absolutely freaking crazy. Why? That animal will follow you to the ends of the earth, and it's dependent on us. Take out your aggression on somebody who could defend themselves. So I'm in defenseless of the weak. I work with Denise's Rescue. It mostly seems that in the city here, cats are the weaker than dogs even, because you know there's way few dogs, but you know cats they're stealth, so they get into places and you don't know they're there. Dogs, you immediately see they're there, you rescue them. But cats, they're just, I don't know, they're just weaker.
I just
don't like weak things, you know, being abused. Yeah. It just makes me absolutely nuts.
Oh, God bless you for that. Hey, Carol, we appreciate it. Hey, we got to let you go, but with the food, so you're being able to find what you need with your raw diet again in this time.
I've been making my way through this. I ordered 27 boxes of raw bars, so I know I have food if I can't get my food. But I also ordered from Rawsome Treats. I ordered a cake. Ooh, that's supposed to be a surprise. I ordered a cake for my mother for Mother's Day, a raw cake. Oh, so today I've got a driver, and we will go out to my mom's house. I'll say hello from the driveway. I will leave her, you know, a nice bottle of rosé and, you know, a raw cake. Yeah. So no, you got to do those things, you know.
You're a great daughter. Carol, we love you. We thank you for joining us.
You're a great friend, Joe. Thank you for always checking in with me.
We're going to be out there soon enough, my friend. Thanks so much, Carol. God bless you, girl. And love to the family.
Love you.
Love you too, Carol. Carol Ault right there. Mike Gallagher's coming up momentarily. It's 8:46, and Debbie Duhaime always on the roads for you, checking out the traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning to you, Joe. Always nice to hear Carol on. Let's see what's happening right now over on 8th Avenue as you get out through Belmar. Watch for some ongoing construction heading right through that stretch. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on the Deegan in both directions at the Cross Bronx. That's that ongoing construction project. Should be out there for another few weeks. Let's see what's happening. Eastbound BQE, still stop and go, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Harlem River Drive south, solid down through the 130s. And the Staten Island Expressway, as you head eastbound, watch for some stop and go traffic into Highland Boulevard. They're doing construction until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the George, Lincoln, and the Holland, remember cashless tolling there. 17 eastbound. The exit ramp into 130A, getting into Monroe and Harriman. That's some ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You know what I love about Balance of Nature? When you call 800-246-8751, you have access to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they want you, the Howards want you to live a healthy life. You call your personal health coach, discuss any questions and concerns you may have. It's a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Plus, the Howards are offering you free shipping at 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. This is the time to build up your immune system. The best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. And Balance of Nature is 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. Balance of Nature. And when I tell you, how many times I got to tell you this? A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature. Free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order. Now's the time to call 800-246
888-568-751. This is my radio voice to make sure you know that this is important. I drop my voice and I make it dramatic. I'm telling you, this works for me. I can't make a clinical study about Balance of Nature, but I'm telling you, I'm so excited that we have Balance of Nature to tell you about, because I really, truly believe it will work for you. And now you get this great deal that the Howard, the health coach, free shipping, 35% off. Isn't it this the morning that you call? Come on. 800-2468-751. We even made the number easy. 800-2468-751. Or you can go here, please, balanceofnature.com. And just remember the discount code, The Answer.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-319-3687. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-319-3687. 800-319-3687. 800-319-3687.
Financially struggling? Bills piling up? Contemplating divorce? Bankruptcy may be the answer to all of these worries. David Pankin, the expert in bankruptcy law, is here to answer your questions. So call in to Money Answers with David Pankin. Bankruptcy and Debt Solutions at a new time, Saturday at 2.
And remember, bankruptcy is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Money Answers, Bankruptcy and Debt Solutions, Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Go on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher. He's kind enough to join us right now live.
Can I point out that I listen to you guys every single morning, wherever I am, anywhere on the app, and I listen to your optimism and your smarts and your warmth and your patriotism. And may I point out, because I'm in just one of those moods, can I point out,
yes,
looking at your guest lineup, I mean, I'm like the brown shoes and the world is a black tuxedo. I mean, Papa John and all these big famous people you guys have. I mean, every single day, Carol Alt. And here I come along, the just the schlubby big mouth on the radio that comes on every day after you at 10:05. What a joy it is to get to spend a few minutes with you guys. So congratulations. You're on all cylinders, Joe. You guys are nailing.
I appreciate it. But you know, the president doesn't say to me, wow, where's Mike Gallagher when he walks into a room?
Yes, he does. Oh, yeah. He says, where's Joe Piscopo? I need New York, New York.
Not so much.
Please. I saw you. Don't. Please. How about the unraveling of this Russia hoax Michael Flynn? I mean, the criminal case being dropped. How about Chris Christie and New Jersey's leadership exonerated on that? My goodness. And by the way, a little news about a pandemic. I mean, Sweden, look at the Sweden numbers, Joe. Look at Sweden. I saw this headline in the New York Post, and I thought, uh-oh. It said Sweden sees higher coronavirus death rate than U.S. after refusing lockdown. This is the New York Post. So I thought, okay, let me look at this article. Here's the numbers. Now take this in. The U.S. has a death rate of 226.33 deaths per 1 million people, according to the data. It's awful, but that's the number, right? Sweden's is 297.16 for every 1 million people. Now, it's higher, but it's not that much higher. And they didn't lock down, and we did. Yeah. Sweden also has a much lower rate than the UK, France, and Spain, and they all implemented lockdowns. How about the news that Cuomo got, Joe? 66% of people being hospitalized were already staying at home.
I know.
Joe, the lockdown, is it time? Dennis Prager, one of our Salem colleagues, has been saying this all along, and he's been, you know, pilloried by the media, but he's been saying this lockdown, this massive across-the-board lockdown, has been the dumbest, biggest mistake this country's ever made.
Hey, and Mike, you know, you've been a mentor as I got into the whole radio thing. So what do you say when you hear those inflated numbers? When I read, like, the CDC, and I've done more research. I always said on the air, I wish I studied in college as much as I'm studying now.
Know.
Holy moly. But, you know, what they said, it's more like the CDC said, it's more like 40,000 deaths, 37,000, they think, because they're just putting COVID-19 on everything. Number one. Number two, you see some of these things that are online, and some of them, oh, my gosh, is a conspiracy. About the CDC, how this whole virus came about. It's off. Something's very suspicious about this, Mike, you know?
Two things, Joe. First of all, it is a fact, it is a confirmable fact that Dr. Deborah Birx and the others have said, we are going to include COVID and call that the cause of death if somebody's 99, goes into a hospital, their heart goes out, if they test positive for COVID-19, the government calls it a COVID-19 death. Now, that is a fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But number two, now the explanation for the CDC's number being different than the one we see, which is, of course, still in the 70,000 or whatever, is supposedly the CDC takes longer. There's a 2 to 3 week lag in the way states process death certificates. That's the official explanation. Don't know if I buy it or not. I don't know. But that's their explanation. But, you know, we're supposed to be getting good at this. Any of us on the air, we bear a big responsibility to get it right. But as we see these numbers that have just been released, these horrific, unemployment at a number that we haven't seen, that we're going to go to Great Depression numbers, Joe.
I know, man.
Horrible 14-15% unemployment.
Yeah,
of course it is. People lost everything. But meanwhile, speaking of exoneration, how about Shelley Luther, the hair salon owner in Dallas?
Yeah.
She's
so
freed.
They
raised $500,000 for her. So my question, and Frank Morano would especially appreciate me asking this question.
Yeah.
7 days in jail, $500,000, I think I might take my chances.
Mike Gallagher,
really.
You're right.
I kid. I love you guys. Have a happy
love
weekend.
Love you too, Mike. We'll be listening to 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Joe Lundberg, standing by. Joey, we got rain today, yes?
Yes, we do. Most of it this afternoon and early tonight. And then out to our north and west, it might end to some snowflakes. That's how cold this air mass is coming in for tonight and tomorrow. Unbelievable.
Wow. And give us that balance of nature allergy forecast, Joe, if you would.
It's moderate today. It will be tomorrow. Probably going to be high on Sunday.
Can I get the flowers yet, Joey? Come on. Can I get the flowers yet? Or do you think they'll...
Go get the flowers. Go get the flowers.
Thanks, Joe Lundberg. Have a great weekend. There's the man right there. Hey, coming up, Dr. Alan Kadish will join us. He is the president of Touro College and New York Medical College, backed by popular demand. And if you have any questions about this whole COVID-19, are you tired of it? I'm tired of it too, man. I'm ready to get out. But we got to be careful. Got a little more time. And then we're going to get out there, and we'll talk to Dr. Kadish about that. Alan Dershowitz on the program. You know, your civil liberties being accosted here during this shutdown, right? And we're going to talk about the Department of Justice dropping those Flynn charges and all that's happening in the Russia, that Russia collusion delusion. Professor Dershowitz was ahead of the curve on every bit of that. Suzanne Hobbs, too, from Boomer Naturals. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's Friday, and we're coming right back at you.